0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
This is one of those songs they tried to slip by us years ago and not think we'd ever notice how dirty it was. Wait to hear these lyrics. And I'm not kidding. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard. Huh? You'll hear it.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard.
Told you.
Wow.
How did this get
when
by the FCC?
In love with a beautiful woman,
oh, yeah, you know it, all right.
Yeah.
How can you not know it?
Everybody wants her. Everybody loves her.
So if anybody saw the Maya Rudolph special last night, I'd love to hear from you. I was really looking forward to it. And I got all settled in front of the TV, and it came on, and that's all I'll say. I'd like to know what anybody else thought who saw that thing. That gives you an idea of what I thought of it right there. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello, is this me, Tom?
That is you. That's why I said hello, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much. I've been listening on my speakerphone, but you guys were talking about horse racing and the nose strip. I don't know why that horse needs that. If you understood the way a horse runs, mm-hmm. I'm sure you can find it on the internet somewhere. They did like a X-ray video of a horse running on a treadmill. When a horse strides, the horse is not actually breathing on its own. The air is pulled in when it strides, and when its feet come together, the air is blown back out. A horse can just keep running. That's why the Pony Express, they ran like 20 miles. How they figured out the horse could run 20 miles without stopping, I don't know.
Are you?
That's not a fact about the horse running, but they think it can run faster with the
nasal strip.
Passages.
Okay,
open.
But a horse doesn't actually breathe on its own when it's running.
Now, hang on here. Are you a horse expert?
I know something about horses. I don't know a lot, but I saw this documentary.
So you're saying that when a horse is running, the air that's being forced into its nostrils is what keeps the horse going. He's not actually inhaling air on his own.
Correct.
I've never heard that.
But more air can come in if the nasal passages are open wider.
Yeah, I mean, if that's
okay.
True.
I mean, I understand that, but it's incredible, this animal, the way it was built and the way it... I mean, it's one of the few animals that when it's running, all 4 feet actually come off the ground.
Okay. I assume they do.
If you get online and try to find this video, it's incredible. They show this horse on a treadmill. They have this X-ray. When it stretches out, the rib cage, everything moves. Air is just sucked right in. And then when it strides again, the air is blown back out.
Do you own a horse?
I have in the past, but not anymore.
Where did you get this fascination with how horses breathe?
Well, I was listening to you guys the other day about how this nasal strip on California Chrome. And I said, oh, my gosh, I saw this video about how air moves through a horse when it runs.
I saw a picture of the strip this morning, in fact, online. And to me, where they have the strip, I don't even see how that actually helps the horse. I would have thought it had been down right over the nostrils, but it's not. It's up like halfway up the horse's face.
Well, yeah, if you remember those breathe rights, you're not supposed to put them right down. I think it's more along the bridge of the nose.
Correct. The nasal passage is very long in a horse because its nose is so long.
Kind of like
that girl from that.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, when Sarah Jessica Parker gets a cold, I wonder if she goes to the vet and gets those horses. The same ones California Chrome.
If she had one of those, she'd have to put it on the back of her head.
Yeah, she'd
What does that mean?
She's got a big nose.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank you, Tom.
Okay, that's all. That's all I need. Oh, I am AM.
Well, of course you are. Thank you. Now, I never heard that when a horse is running, it's not really breathing on its own.
I know.
Now, folks, we're not, we're not saying that's true. That's not
validating.
No,
we'll have to ask Dr. Doug.
Well, tomorrow let's ask him. That's Tom's impression of what keeps a horse going when they're running. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Oh, why the long face?
No, I see a John Kerry joke.
Yeah.
I watched Maya Rudolph last night.
Horrible. Horrible.
It was terrible. I was expecting and
thank
hoping
you.
For so much.
Thank and you. I couldn't agree more. And you know what? She's very talented. That was the weakest, most lame, poorly written, poorly executed. And Lorne Michaels was behind that thing. And I really thought we're going to have another Carol Burnett type of writing.
I was hoping we would.
No.
I miss that kind of TV. I miss that kind of TV. It's all junk now.
Yeah, the only funny skit was the family that kisses each other, and then Peon tells me that was literally lifted and repeated from Saturday Night Live last Saturday night.
Yeah, that one was kind of a rob. Yeah.
So it was.
I found myself falling asleep at a few of them, and I just couldn't believe they were putting it on the air. I thought,
didn't they do
a trial run and test it with people?
I guess. It was pitiful.
Sad is someone is sitting there, a writer is sitting there, hey, come here, what do you think of this? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's not funny.
I think you would have it in front of a test audience once or something. It was terrible, and I hope they do better because I'm sure they're going to do it again, right?
I doubt it. I think this was probably a trial balloon to see if maybe she could have her own variety show, and if it was, I can't imagine they'll do another one. It was really pathetic, but I thank you for chiming in. I appreciate it.
All right, Ken. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. And Pia, I wish you'd seen it, because I'd love to know what you thought.
I didn't see it either.
They had a lot of cameo sort of guest appearances, but they were meaningless. Even that didn't help it. It needed to be scrapped and completely redone is what it needed. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm in the Pia.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Been listening a long time, but this is my first call.
All right.
We welcome Greg to the fold. What can we do for you?
Hey, you were talking about Lake St. Louis, how it's so murky all the time.
Well, it seems to me that way.
It does to me, too. When I'm we go by there quite a bit going to the lake, and it's just always muddy and murky looking. Yeah. I think it's because darn thing's so shallow, you know?
And I don't know, how deep is it, do you know?
No, but I don't think it's very deep. You know, we used to have a little place place on a little lake down in St. Genevieve. It was the same way because the parts of the lake were deep and the water was more clear than it was up at the shallow end of the lake. So that's just my thought on it, you know.
Okay. It's a beautiful, and Lake St. Louis is a beautiful development. I actually worked for the ad agency that got the account and the assignment to launch Lake St. Louis and run the ads for, you know, coming soon. And I went out there and had a meeting, I remember, with them, and they were showing us architectural renderings of what the houses would look like. Now, that was, I guess, like 40 years ago. It was a long time ago. And it was going to be the big, big thing was Lake St. Louis.
And the part of it that you see off of Highway 40 does not really do it justice. Be as when you're at the other end of the lake, you know, where the nicer houses and things like that are, you know.
Yeah.
But the water's still murky. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Were you at the lake over the weekend?
Yes, I was.
Did you notice or was it just me, how really perfectly clear the water was this weekend?
I cannot believe you said that. I had breakfast with a friend of mine at the lake, and I went by his place, and he came by my place, and we walked out, and he said, "You're not going to believe how clear this lake is." In 32 years, or three, of going to I've never seen the water that clear.
I agree.
Yeah,
it was, and I've got a condo at Indian Point.
Okay.
It's a 17, and I mean, you can literally, I could pour water out of a cup into the lake from my deck. So, well, I was looking right down on, I told my wife, I said, "Come here." I said, "I have never seen it this clear. It's unbelievable."
And I don't know why that is, because spring, there's usually all kinds of crap,
right,
branches and who knows what. And boy, this year, if you folks haven't been to the lake and you're headed there, get ready. I hope it stays that way for a while. It is. It's like the water you look through when you go to the ocean.
Right. Well, I told my wife, I said, "Come and take a look at it." I said, "Because it probably won't last long after next weekend once the cruisers get going and get things stirred up."
Yeah, that and a good storm, and it'll churn it up. Greg, thank you for the call.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Paul, have we got time? Yeah, we have plenty of time. We talked to Paul. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm PM into PM.
No,
my last name starts with an M, and my first name's Paul.
Well, that won't get a hallelujah, though. No. I'm afraid that
anyway,
won't.
What was that?
Anyway.
Where was your property? At Lost Lake?
A Peaceful Valley Lake. It's still there. I just haven't seen it in 20 years.
Oh, okay. My wife said ours was Peaceful Valley. About 20-something years ago, we took a long road trip, because it was a nice day, to go see some property at your place. Well, our salesperson was a guy, my wife and I thought, came down from the backwoods of the neighborhood, and I don't even remember if the guy had teeth. He was kind of like a deliverance guy, and we left, didn't buy any property, but we got some really hard, leathery, frozen steaks out of the deal. I'll never forget that sales pitch.
They used to run TV commercials like crazy for Lost Valley Lake. I mean,
think that might be where we saw it. And I'll tell you that the biggest hillbilly was our salesperson.
Yeah, there was a time when that was a tremendous scam in some cases, in a lot of cases, and I don't see it much anymore. Maybe all the lake lots are sold, but boy, for a while there, it was get away from it all, and the beautiful lake is setting of, and it was everywhere from Hendersonville, Tennessee, to somewhere in Missouri, and somewhere in Arkansas and Alabama, and they all seemed like the perfect setting, but I got a feeling that none of them were.
You have lakefront or lake?
No, heck no. It was a couple of levels back from the lake and right next to, literally next to the campgrounds where people left their beer cans and their crap before they packed up and went home. It's a horrible lot.
Well, I certainly hope you got a discount on that piece of property.
No, I didn't. I paid full price for it, and I'll never be able to get rid of it. I still pay taxes on it, but hey, lesson learned. Paul, thank you for the call.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Right.
Yeah, when you're stupid and you're in your 20s, all kinds of things that you learned that they don't teach you about in high school. You just have to kind of live through it to learn it. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Hank. I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, so I saw that special last night with Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
And I walked in. It just started. My daughter was watching it. And we watched the first number, which kind of set the tone for the whole thing. Everything they did was poorly written. It went on too long, and I started feeling awkward.
No, I did too.
I felt weird.
I know exactly what you're saying. I thought, I feel bad for the people that signed off on this.
Yeah, and if you ever go to we've all been to the kids' school play or maybe a production that's not quite up to snuff, but when you see something on national television that was that bad, you just really don't see that often anymore.
No, you don't. And I'm not kidding. It was that bad. It really was.
Oh, it was. I felt, like I said, I felt almost, it made me uncomfortable. It was like a train wreck happening. I was like, oh my God. And I even felt like at one point, I didn't watch a lot of it, but even the studio audience was kind of quiet as
things
went on. There was a really bad scene with, they were spelling her name out, and they had to get the letter.
Oh, my goodness. That was horrible. And you know what? It was like, remember John Carter, the movie that bombed at the box office?
Yeah.
That kid that's played John Carter, a great actor. I feel bad for that kid because I think that movie might have killed his entire career. And that's what I felt about this thing last night. I thought, you know what? You were fine until you did this special. This may be the end of you.
I wondered, what happened? who would produce that? And then when you said it was Lorne Michaels, I was like, okay, that sort of makes sense in a way, because they probably, nobody probably gave him a hard time. I mean, the guy's extremely powerful right now.
Yeah.
But this is a big bomb, and I wonder how much, you know, I wonder how much he was involved in the actual product. But whew,
I'm guessing not much from the look of it.
Hey, man, it made me want to, you know, turn on the commercial and watch the DVD sales for Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Show.
It's the only time I've ever had a show that I wish I'd recorded and skipped through the show and watched the commercials. Michael, thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Yeah, if you recorded it, don't watch it. I'm serious. You'll be completely wasting your time. Let's get Dan in here before. Oh, we got a new segment starting today. It's called That's Entertainment. Mr. Hipperson has a job that conflicts with his ability to be here on the twice a week that we need him, so I'm not going to tell you who's going to host the That's Entertainment segment coming up. It'll just be a surprise, but that'll be coming along shortly. Let's talk to Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great.
I just wanted to call to support you against your coworkers there, because I think chicken livers, fried chicken livers, are delicious.
Thank you. I do, too.
Ugh.
Goodness gracious.
But you know what? It is one
but
of those things.
But it's anything you eat. No, they're deep fried with a bunch of coating on it, right?
I mean, well, but not a bunch, necessarily.
You don't eat them just as they are.
Oh, no, you can have broiled chicken livers. You can have
you had them like that?
Oh, sure. But it's liver. And whether it's chicken liver, calf's liver, people who hate liver.
You eat liver and onions?
Yes.
Oh.
See, if you're going to hate one, you're going to hate the other. I love liver and onions, and I love fried chicken liver.
Fried chicken. Here's a quick little story. My dad, God rest his soul, was a machinist at McDonnell Douglas, and back in probably the early 70s, they had a strike out there for about 16 or 18 weeks, and there were 8 children in my family, and we ate liver and onions about 3 times a week back then, and I still eat it. I think it's delicious.
It is. If you find it done right, you ever been somewhere to get it and it's got that big vein through it or something?
Oh,
you have to find
the bottom of your shoe off and it'd be more tender, I think.
Yeah, you got to find a place that knows how to do it and how to cut it and how to serve it, or it'll be horrible. As soon as we hang up, I got a great chicken liver story for you.
All right. Well, I will keep listening. You go ahead. Thank you very much.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
All right.
Back when I used to do remotes, we call them in the business. You guys know what they are. For the few listening, it's when the station, in order to grab a couple of $1,000, agrees to send one of the air personalities to some business, and you stand out there for 3 hours hoping that somebody will show up. Otherwise, you look like a schmuck, and the station looks like a failure. And I used to do those, and there was only one time that I did one, and I was there 3 hours, and it was a car dealership. And I didn't speak for the dealership. They just said, we want Frank to come. It was a Saturday. It turns out it was a Saturday that conflicted with 3 or 4 huge events in St. Louis. I don't even remember what they were, but it was just death. And I went there, and I'm standing in the parking lot, and not one single person is showing up. An hour goes by, not a listener, nobody. And I'm looking up at the office and the owner, and I can just tell he's thinking, well, this guy doesn't have an audience. He has no following. It was the longest 3 hours of my life. The third hour, a guy pulls up on a Honda Goldwing touring motorcycle, and he pulls it right up to me and shuts the engine off and says, are you Franco Pena? And I said, yes. I hope you're here to look at a car. He goes, no. And he reaches back in the saddlebag, and he pulls out a styrofoam to-go container. He said, I brought you some chicken livers. He said, I heard you say one time you like chicken livers. And then he drove away. And I'm standing in the parking lot eating chicken livers, not bringing one customer in. And the worst is when it's the 3 hours is over. It's like when you're in school, and you keep looking at your watch, going, when will this be? When do I get out of school? I'm thinking, when will this be over? And to have to go in the office and take your check from the owner when nobody came. And the only reason I took it and didn't give it back is I remember telling this guy, I just don't think this is a good idea to do this on this particular Saturday. Nope, he wouldn't hear anything else. He wanted to do it. So It's the only one I ever did where nobody showed up. But, man, were they great chicken livers. And I don't even remember where they came from, but they were really, really good. I'm going to do some business. We're going to take a break. When we come back, that's entertainment, our new feature. And here's all we know. It'll be a work in progress. It can be music. It can be TV. It can be DVDs or something in the movie theaters. It'll be up to the host of That's Entertainment. We'll tell you who that is after we take a quick break. And we'll take a quick break after I remind you that the phone number 314-878-9999 is the number you want to call to get you to American Equity Mortgage. Not another number that's like it. Not another company with a name that's similar. Another company may have the name American in it. Might have the word mortgage in it. But if it's not American Equity Mortgage, that's not the one we're talking to you about. 314-878-9999 puts you in touch with American Equity Mortgage, and they've been part of the show for almost 22 years. They've been part of thousands and thousands of people's lives for almost 22 years, saving them money by allowing them to use the equity in their homes to borrow smart money, and saving them money by getting them out of rental property and into their own homes, where now they have an appreciating asset and a great tax deduction. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or, again, 314-878-9999.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got slow traffic on southbound 270 now from Olive all the way down through Marshall Road. It looks like we've got an accident at this off on the right shoulder, just a little bit south of Marshall Road. On eastbound 270, things jamming up now, McDonald through New Florissant. Eastbound 40 downtown, slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. You're going to remain slow from 4th Street. And then on 64 eastbound all the way from the merge there all the way through 111. Then on westbound 40, we're slowing a little bit west of the Science Center through McCausland. You've got slow traffic from Lindbergh out through Mason and from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. And we have really slow traffic on southbound 255 approaching 270 down through Horseshoe Lake Road in a construction zone. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journeys, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
Save the date. The occasional mortifications of a serial wedding guest, Jen Dahl, here on Big 550 KTRS.
I got too drunk and ended up making out with not one or two, but three different men. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's in the book, so.
Boy, she made out with three guys at
a
wedding. I don't want to test drive all the bridesmaids.
What, just like one or two?
Well, I'm still better than Jen. You little hussy.
McGraw Live in the Morning, weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On June 5th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now, 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupre was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupre was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now good luck is yours. In a world first, Govmint.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-4850. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver. Minted in London, England, they magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-4850. 1-800-600-4850.
It's a festival.
It's fun.
It's the longest continually running St. Louis metro area festival.
It's Bowen Days, Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th at Vlasas Park.
There's also a pre-opening event Thursday, June 5th, beginning at 6:30 p.m., where you can check out the rides and sample food and drink from several area food trucks.
There'll be two fireworks performances to light up the night sky both Saturday and Sunday nights at 9:20 p.m.
And on Saturday, there's the parade beginning at 9 a.m.
Throughout the entire weekend of Bowen Days, most activities and entertainment are free, except for the rides, food, and drink.
Bowen Days features high-quality musical entertainment on the main stage Friday and Saturday till close, with more music in the Bowen Days Beer Garden tent.
Bowen Days is a family-oriented event, so load up everyone into the family truckster and celebrate.
And because there's no parking at Vlasas Park, free shuttles will run continuously from the Target store on Manchester Road in Holloway and the Old Town Plaza on Manchester.
For more on the activities at Bowen Days, Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th at Vlasas Park, go to bowendays.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
Avoid the draft.
A drafty house, that is.
By having new windows installed by the experts. From Jacob Sunroom and Exteriors. For more than 35 years, the Jacob name has meant quality materials and customer service on every installation. Call 800-222-6676 to learn more about the benefits of installing replacement windows, adding a sunroom or siding to your home to save you money on your energy bills. Call Jacob Sunroom and Exteriors at 800-222-6676. For more, go to jacobexteriors.com.
Are you certain you've covered all your bases with your retirement plan? Discover 8 critical questions you must ask yourself before you even consider retiring. Don't miss America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 here on 550 KTRS.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a 1-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean.
That's entertainment.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin singing That's Entertainment. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to play around with theme music till we find the right one. And every Tuesday and then on Friday with Paul Harvey, you're going to hear...
I think it's Harris.
What's his name?
Paul Harris.
Okay. You're going to hear this guy I'm about to introduce you to talk about entertainment. He may want to talk about some music that's out on Tuesday, which is today. Maybe DVDs. Maybe something in the movie theaters or maybe something on TV. It's all entertainment. And you're going to be shocked and stunned and thrilled at the same time when I tell you that the host is the one and only Colin Jeffrey.
Whoa! Yeah, that's right.
Oh, thank you. That's right. There's more to this man than just news.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Can we make him take the tie off, though, at least when he comes in here?
Yeah, not today, but next time you come in here, do not wear that tie.
Okay.
I don't know where you think you are, but you're not at...
It's okay for the news.
You're not at number one Memorial Drive at Del Mar Gardens. This is not the old folks station.
Here's Colin to talk about Casablanca.
I heard you Friday with Paul Harvey, and I heard you
Harris.
Talk... What is it?
Harris.
I heard you talking about a movie, and I thought, you know what? I thought you were very...
Godzilla. He's very passionate about...
And you talked about how you love movies, and I thought, well, this is our guy. Since the Hipperson schedule conflicts with his new job, and I figure let's give this a go. So what are we doing today?
Well, thanks a lot, Frank. We're going to talk...
Now remember, we're going to close it out when you go, well, I'm Colin Jeffrey, and that's entertainment. That'll be our close.
I'm Colin Jeffrey, that's entertainment.
Not now.
No, close it out.
Okay, go
ahead. Get us confused.
What do you got?
Okay, a few DVDs being released this week. Monuments Men. Do you remember that? George Clooney?
I didn't see it in
the
theater.
We went and saw it, yeah. It was just okay.
That's why I didn't go, because that's all I heard was it was okay.
Well, now you can buy it.
Okay, or rent it.
Or rent it.
Or download it.
And then Pompeii, about the Pompeii 3D, the large explosion, Mount Vesuvius.
Didn't see it.
Not many people did. It cost $100 million to make. Brought in $28
million. Ooh.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Who's in it? Anybody we know?
If you watch the show Game of Thrones.
No, heck no.
There you go. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
There's an actor overlapping. And then, tell you what, there's a TV show coming out, Happy Days, seasons 1 through 5. You can get them together, all in one bundle now.
No, I tried to watch on one of the TV Land type shows. It does not hold up.
Oh, no, it doesn't
it's
at all.
It's so horrible when you watch it now.
But
it's sad.
Season one, you would see Chuck, Richie's older brother.
Who
right?
Just vanished, right?
Yeah. He just like disappeared from the show. And Fonzie became, because Fonzie didn't have the leather jacket on in that first season.
Oh, okay.
Fonzie had this like blue jacket or something, and he was kind of off in the distance. He wasn't really a main character. And then all of a sudden he got the leather jacket, the motorcycle.
If you watch it now, I think it's so corny. You just wonder, why did we think this was a good show?
And then Fred Zelenko, or Donnie Most, was on there.
I believe this is Colin. So.
I know. Sorry.
That's all right. That's it could be yours, Dan. You sound very passionate.
First 5 seasons?
First 5 seasons.
Okay.
$119.99.
What a deal.
Oh,
man.
Exactly.
Well, thank you.
CDs, just a few coming out this week. Coldplay, their 6th album, and I bet it sounds a lot like their first album.
All of a sudden, they're hot again. They're promoted everywhere. They're all over the place.
But yeah, album number 6. And then Brantley Gilbert, country fans out there, if you're fans of Jason Aldean, he wrote Aldean's biggest hits. So he's got his own album coming out this week. You can check that out. And then a re-release again, Oasis's debut album, I Like Oasis, Definitely Maybe, is out. Remastered, a few extra tracks on there, some live.
Who's the country guy who has the real lazy style? Jason Aldean Martin.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
I saw you in your pickup truck, chasing the train, half a mile.
And then let's talk about some TV to watch. We were actually talking about this off the air just before. Judge Judy. There's a primetime one-hour special about the phenomenon that is Judge Judy.
Oh, it's not her show.
No.
It's about her.
It's about her.
Okay.
It's a story of how Judge Judy came to be Judge Judy, the juggernaut that earns.
That I would watch because she's very interesting to me. Any woman that makes makes $47 million a year doing what she's doing, I'd like to know that story.
Yeah. So 7 o'clock CBS tonight, you can watch that. And then in keeping with your show on Thursday, tonight CBS is doing the Academy of Country Music's Salute to the Troops for Memorial Day. So
that'd be good.
8 o'clock, CBS. You can watch both those. And then you were talking about the Maya Rudolph story. So that got the show. That got me doing a little digging there. Maya Rudolph, 7.2 million viewers. tuned into that.
But that's because they didn't know what they were going to be watching. Exactly. Of course they did. If they ran next week, ran the next Maya Rudolph special, six viewers.
Yeah.
Now, they're thinking about doing, and I read this, a Christmas special with her, Maya the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I think it's stupid. See what I did there?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
But then 24, did you watch 24 the first go-round?
No. We rented it, my wife and I, and we watched about 8 or 10 episodes, and then I just started thinking, this is the same thing every time. It's him barely getting by, hitting my head over the door with his gun, and he just made it, just escaped, just got the bed. It's just kind of the same thing to me. No.
And I think that's caught up with people. Just over 5 million viewers for this new 12-episode season, so Maya Rudolph beat that out. Few other things, movies, going back there, a DVD you might have missed. I thought I'd take a look at this. I really like DVDs, a little bit about sort of what I did in college. I had a huge DVD collection.
Really?
And people wanted to rent DVDs from me. So I said,
you were that, like, the drug dealer of DVDs.
Yeah.
I would go see Colin. Nobody
he's
else
got
has
the stuff.
It, but he's got the stuff nobody else has got.
Hey, you got any Blu-rays?
But so I would take their meal card and hold on to it until they returned my DVD.
Oh, so that way like a pawnbroker.
Exactly. Yeah. So that way they couldn't eat until they returned my DVDs. Wow. But it got me thinking a lot about those DVDs that people miss, they didn't think of. And a real recent one, Searching for Sugar Man. Have you seen this?
Outstanding.
Unbelievable.
It's a have you seen Peon?
No.
It's a terrific documentary.
Yeah, I
have not either.
It's a true story. It's really a great story.
It won the Academy Award for Best Documentary.
Best Oscar?
Best Oscar. One for that, yes.
Wow. Hey, it's his first show. He's nervous.
Yeah, I am. And best documentary.
And you look at the clock. You got to do the news in 10 minutes.
I do.
Or so.
Best documentary 2013. Well, the director of that, Malik Benjaloo, he just died in the past week.
Yeah.
So,
did they ever find out what...
One of his family members told a newspaper that it was suicide. He struggled with depression.
Oh.
So
wow.
It's possible that's the case. But it's a good time to revisit it because we're not going to get anything else from him. This is his one and only movie. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
His one and only movie was Searching for Sugar Man?
That was it.
And then they killed himself?
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. So definitely, if you have some time, take a look at that. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Wow. What a... What a wrap up. Way to go. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
If you liked what you just heard, there'll be more on Friday. If you didn't like it, there'll still be more on Friday. Colin Jeffrey, that's entertainment. Our new segment. I think he's going to be very good. Easy to listen to.
He knows a lot about a lot of things.
Well, he's proven that over the last couple of years. Anything that comes up, and we know he hasn't had time to go to the internet.
No.
He just knows it. So that's Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment. He'll be back again with Paul Harvey on Friday. Harris?
Yeah.
On Friday. Ballast Dental Care. Let's talk about that, and then we'll roll into the Playhouse, and I have a cannibal joke for you. There are only two or three cannibal jokes. And who doesn't love a good cannibal? Nothing funnier than people eating other people. Ballast Dental Care. Now, some people can't eat anything because they don't have any teeth or their teeth hurt. Ballast Dental Care sees all kinds of patients. They have new patients that come to them whose teeth are in perfect shape. They have new patients who come to them who barely have any teeth left and everything in between. So it doesn't matter if you have nothing to be embarrassed about. And I know, I have 41 years in at Ballast Dental Care, and they tell me stories. They don't name names. There's a privacy issue there, but they'll tell me about a patient that came in. And I get emails from people. The one that stands out the most was the email from the patient, the new Ballast Dental Care patient. And in the email to me, this person said, I had not been to the dentist in over 20 years. That one still holds the record. And I'm sure that person was mortified, humiliated, embarrassed, whatever word you want to use. But in the email to me, that person said, I never would have thought that anybody would be able to make me feel comfortable, to make me not be embarrassed, and to let me feel like I'm not the only person that ever did this, and that they understood it. They understand that people have all kinds of reasons for not going to the dentist. One visit to Ballast Dental Care, you will not have any of those reasons anymore. You won't. That dentist you didn't think existed, that dental clinic you didn't think existed, does, and it's at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. It's Ballas Dental Care. Now, this offer is going to end pretty soon. Here's the offer. Your AM and the PM, you tell them that the consultation for oral sedation and the oral sedation pill both normally cost $350. They will waive that entire fee if you need sedation dentistry. You won't pay any of that. One of your many rewards for being AM and the PM. It is a wonderful place to go to the dentist, or I wouldn't have gone there for the last 41 years. I could have changed at any time. Never wanted to and don't want to. Ballas Dental Care. BallasDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Had a few problem spots out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, you had an earlier accident. It was on southbound 55 near Richardson Road, and I'm getting a word that it's cleared, but boy, the traffic is pretty well jammed up, mostly in that right lane from 141 up through Richardson. Got another accident southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway. Looks like we do have something on the shoulder here, southbound 270 at Marshall Road. The traffic is slowing now from Ladue all the way down through Marshall. Then things open up. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 40, you're looking at heavy traffic now, Kings Highway through McCausland. Then we're slow from Lindbergh out through Mason and from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. It's never too early to start planning for your child's higher education. Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Working toward your child's future is their goal, too. To learn more, visit Most529Plan.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Wow, what a Tuesday on McGraw Live. We learned a lot about McGraw and what he likes about weddings. Who knew? We'll keep the ball rolling on Wednesday morning and welcome the new host of Last Comic Standing, comedian J.B. Smooth. Beast Magazine publisher Kat Neville joins us in studio, and Dr. Brad Freeman brings us medical news. I'm Kelly Jackson. Join us for McGraw Live on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ah, spring! The perfect time to visit Chandler Hill Vineyards, the closest full-service winery to the area. Chandler Hill Vineyards offers live music on the weekends from 1 till 4, and a full dinner menu Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights till 9, and weekends till 5. Chandler Hill is also the perfect venue for weddings and corporate meetings or parties. Chandler Hill not only makes a great local wine, but also purchases from world-class winemakers on the West Coast. For more information on venue space and dinner and wine pairings, visit ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free, and it is a great way together, Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Klebler.
Hello, good Tuesday afternoon, everybody.
You too, Bill. And I just want to say quickly what a great job Colin Jeffrey did. I think he's going to be a terrific addition twice a week with his That's Entertainment segment.
I thought it was Colin Jeffrey. It's Colin Jeffrey?
I believe it's Colin. I'll check on that.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're saying it correctly. It's
That's actually his middle name is, I think it is Colon, and his first name is Simi.
Oh.
Simi Colon.
Colon. Okay.
Wasn't that funny?
No, it was.
Save me, Bill. Save me.
We're in this together now, pal.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, a heartwarming YouTube video is floating around. Shows a homeless guy named Eric learning he's getting a free house, which is pretty cool. Sadly, the follow-up video isn't so heartwarming when they present the guy with his first property tax bill.
Oh, yeah. Bad news.
Hey, and the Washington Monument has now reopened. Never been in the Washington Monument. You been up there?
Nope.
Reopened after being closed almost 3 years to repair earthquake damage. They say it's supposed to be more appealing to Americans than ever. So apparently it now is an all-you-can-eat buffet. Americans like to eat.
Semicolon.
No, yeah, I heard it.
Oh.
Now we're together. The Tea Party Express bus has been traveling through the Midwest. Though it keeps getting off course because the bus driver has strict instructions never to veer left.
I get it. The right wing.
Is that a leaning
conservative
political
humor.
Leaning joke?
Yeah. No, now it's funny.
And finally!
Yeah. Explain it.
Colin Jeffries would never do any of this.
No.
Well, 500 million people voted in India's election the other day. 500 million people. I'm not really sure how this happened, though, but they're still waiting on the results from Florida.
Florida is always a hang-up.
The Bill Klebler segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Klebler on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
Bill Klebler, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Last night, I think it was on that Maya Rudolph show, I'm not sure, or we were watching something, and there was a joke made about, and somebody said something about teabagging, and my wife says,
"Oh yeah,
what's teabagging?"
Oh boy.
You tell her?
Yeah,
show her?
And then, of course, she said what she always says, "That's disgusting." Show her? Of course not. I'm married. What are you talking about? And please don't email us asking us what's teabagging. All right, ask your kids.
Don't go to lemonparty.org.
No, don't go to lemonparty.org. 5 o'clock at 5:50.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. An appeal is likely, but the last.